Dozen arrested in drugs and weapons probe targeting Mexican mafia, local gang in Los Angeles. Los Angeles. A dozen suspected members and associates of Los Angeles Harbor area street gangs were arrested May 17 on charges alleging the trafficking of firearms and large quantities of fentanyl and other narcotics, officials announced. Seven of those arrested Wednesday are among 10 defendants named across three criminal complaints filed in Los Angeles federal court. One defendant is in state custody, and law enforcement continues to search for three others. Authorities arrested an additional four defendants on state charges, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. In relation to charges unsealed Wednesday, authorities allegedly seized 23 firearms, 57.7 pounds of methamphetamine, about 23,000 fentanyl pills, 5.2 pounds of powdered fentanyl, and 2.2 pounds of cocaine. The arrests are the latest development in a violence reduction effort begun 3 years ago by a joint FBI and Los Angeles Police Department task force that targeted gang activity in the Harbor area. Prior to the arrests, 11 suspected Harbor area gang members and associates were charged with federal drug, firearms, and Hobbs Act robbery crimes. Three of those defendants already have been convicted and sentenced, receiving prison sentences of between 10 and 20 years, prosecutors said. The investigation expanded beyond the local gang, into the upper echelons of the Mexican mafia, according to the FBI. The seven federal defendants arrested Wednesday are charged in complaints filed May 10 with various federal crimes, including distribution of controlled substances, possession with intent to distribute controlled substances, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to an affidavit filed with one of the complaints, the task force has investigated highly placed members and associates of two Harbor area gangs who were suspected of being involved in a host of illegal activities. Both gangs are based in Wilmington, near the twin ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the gangs commit their crimes under the direction and authority of the Mexican Mafia, a California prison gang that controls many of the Latino street gangs in Southern California. One Mexican mafia associate directs firearm and drug sales on the street from prison despite being sentenced to death for murder, prosecutors said. The complaint affidavit alleges that from last October to February, reputed local gang member and Mexican mafia associate Patricia Emilia Limon, 53, of Lomita, fulfilled seven drug and firearm deals under the direction of the Mexican mafia associate on death row. Limon personally, and at least once through an intermediary, supplied methamphetamine, fentanyl, firearms, and ammunition to a buyer and collected money on behalf of the Mexican mafia member, court papers allege. In one deal on November 2, Limon allegedly supplied 5,000 rainbow-colored fentanyl pills to a buyer for $5,300. 15 days later, Limon allegedly supplied 3.8 pounds of methamphetamine and 2,000 fentanyl pills to a buyer for $5,000. The affidavit further alleges that Limon engaged in other illicit sales of fentanyl and firearms. The affidavit further alleges that Jesus Chuy Delgado, 46, of San Pedro, who reputedly is a high-ranking Harbor area gang member, engaged in a series of methamphetamine and firearms sales, including several in January and February that allegedly occurred across the street from a high school and a middle school in San Pedro. Delgado allegedly sold firearms, including semi-automatic weapons lacking a serial number, commonly known as ghost guns, and 1.95 pounds of methamphetamine while on parole, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. If convicted, Limon and Delgado, who are charged with distribution of controlled substances, would face a sentence of up to life in federal prison, prosecutors noted.